We're on the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. Shuv pam echad gozer Rebbe shlo yishanu l'talmidim b'shuk. Rebbe made a gzera that they shouldn't teach out in the shuk, teach Torah. Dorash, and he learned it from a pasuk. Chamukei reichayich kamo chaloi. That Torah is compared to the thigh, which is ma'yerech b'seiser. Just like the thigh is something that's hidden. After the Torah b'seiser, he has to be tzanua, hidden. Rashi. Chamukei reichayich kamo chamok avor. What's it called? Chomak over means that what's a good word? Chomak over. He passed by. And same thing over here. Af divrei Torah b'seis, the si b'seifi dekra, ma se yedei aman, ha-Torah ma se umnosu shakarish baruch hu. The remez, the Torah is in the end of the pasuk. Masi de Oman. So Chamukei Reichayich, passing by Chamukei Chomak Avar. What does it say? What? What? Right. Okay. So here it should be hidden. Okay. Divrei Torah should be hidden. Shouldn't be out in the public. So Yotzer Rebchia v'shana l'shnei b'nei echad b'shuk. So Rebchia went and taught his nephews in the shuk. The Rav of the Rav of Bar Barchana. Shoma Rebbe Itbit. Rebbe was mocked that they went against his gzerah. And Rav Chiya thought that he was just teaching his own nephews, that wasn't, Rebbe wouldn't be mocked. Also Rav Chiya l'schazuyele. So Rav Chiya went to visit Rebbe. Omerle Ayah mikori l'chobachutz. So he mocked him, and he changed his name from Chiya to Ayah. And the Marsha says because Rav Chiya couldn't say a ches. So he made fun of him and gave him a derogatory name. And even though Lechor is also to be give somebody a derogatory name, you lose your chelik and olam haba for it. Matana shem lechaveiro. But the Chavos Yoyer says that a Rebbe is allowed to chastise a Talmud even like this, if its intention is to make him learn better. A Rebbe's allowed to embarrass a Talmud in front of the other students or whatever, if he knows that that's going to make the child learn better. So he said to him, Ayam, Yikori Lecho Bachutz, somebody's calling you outside, meaning he gave him a hint that he doesn't want to see him. Yodan Noket Milsa Bedaite, so he knew that Rebbe was makbid on him. Noag Nezivusa Benafshe, so he accepted upon himself Nezifa, Talt in Yom, 30 days. So you see that Nezifa is 30 days, not like we said before, 7 days. B'yom talten sholechlei sohoder. A sohoder sholechlei delo lesi. After 30 days, Rebbe sent to him that he should say, to, come. After that, he sent him another messenger, don't come. Mikara my sover, so my wife Rebbe sent two messengers, one should come to him on the 30th day, one not. Mikara sover mikza yom kakulo. In the beginning, Rebbe held that a portion of the day is considered like the whole day when it comes to Nezifa, and he's already been Yotzi the 30 days in Nezifa. Well, the soul sovereign law, Miriam Mixayom Kulo. In the end, he held that the Gavi Nezifa, you don't say Mixayom Kulo, and you need 30 full days. The soul fossa. So, Maisa, he came. He didn't hear the second message. Omerle, Amai Asyas, why'd you come? Omerle, the Sholech Limar, the Lacy, you sent for me that I should come. Says Baha Sholchi Luchadalo, say I sent you another messenger not to come. Omerle Zero Isi Vizelor Isi. I got the first message, I didn't get the second message. Korale, so Rebbe said on him the Pasuk Birtzos Hashem Darke Ich Gam Oivod Yashli Mito. Right? That even when the Rabban Shalom wants somebody, even his enemies become okay with him. Meaning that the Rabban Shalom didn't want you to hear the second message and wants you to come. We should settle the Inyan. This is my time of Ovid Marhochi. So Rebbe said to him, why did you do this? Why did you teach in the Shuk when I said that you can't teach publicly? Omerlei Dechsiv Chochmos Bachutz Tarona. It says in the Pasuk that Chochmos Bachutz Tarona. Right? Chochmos should be sung in the public. Omerlei Im Karisa Lo Shanisa, Shanisa Lo Shilashta, Shilashta Lo Pirusha Lecha. If you read this once, you didn't review it, and if you viewed it, you didn't read it a third time, you don't know what you're talking about. They didn't explain it to you properly. Chochmos Bachutz Tarona Kedarava. The Omer Rava. You should learn Torah privately, but the end, the covet will come publicly. Another pasuk says that from the beginning I didn't speak privately, I didn't speak secretly, but everything was open. Where it says Ayu b'yomi dekala, that's when everybody gathers together yomi dekala, and all the balabatim come. Then you teach Torah publicly. But stam to teach to Talmidim, you shouldn't teach publicly, you teach privately. What does he do with the pasuk that Rebbe originally darshan that you'd learn Torah privately? Mokila b'tzlokim milos asodim. Tzlokim milos asodim you should do privately. But Torah, he holds, you should learn publicly. Rashi. Rav bar achva d'Rebchia. Rav was the son of the brother of half brother of Chia, the Havi Bar Achsi was also the son of the half sister of Rav Chia. It's a Gemara in Psochim and a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rabba Bar Chana Bar Achva de Rav Chia, the Lav Bar Achosi, and Rabba Bar Bar Chana was the son of the brother of Rav Chia, who was not the son of his sister. In other words, Rav Chia. Had a stepfather and a stepmother, and there were children from the original marriage and the second marriage and the marriage together. Okay, I mean by Sanhedrin. Where it says the Sanhedrin also from Psachim. Iya, kach kinosh Moshe Reb Chia. He gave him a nickname, called him a derogatory name, Iya instead of Chia, Lashon Gnai. Rei mikori lechaklam or tzei mikan. Get out, go see who somebody's calling outside. Tell the little kid, go see who's calling you outside. In other words, leave. Ta boy lies. He sent him a message, come. He sent another message, don't come. I never saw the second shliach. In the end, because he didn't hear the second message, the Rebbe Shlom obviously wanted to settle the matter. My time of Avada Tohachi, the Shanisa Bashuk, why did you go against my Gzera and teach publicly? Biyomi Dekala, Drosha Shakol Mitzuyim Shom. And all the Balabatim come, Yomi Dekala, right, that's when you teach publicly. Bokim Lovit Stok, and we boil them ever beseser. Stok you have to do privately. Okay. Alma Nazifa Didu, Talton Yomim. We see from this Maisa that Nazifa is 30 days, not 7 days. Mar says Nazifa's Nasi Shani. The Nazifa of the Nasi is different. That could be 30 days, even though we learn the Zif of 7 days from the Zif of the Rabbanu Shalom. But over there, it wasn't exactly Nazifa. It was what's it called? She became a Metzora. Right? It's only a remes from that Pasuk. We don't learn from that Pasuk exactly, right, that Nazifa can't be more than 7 days. But Nazifa of Anasi is 30 days. Nazifa the don kamahavi. So how much is our Nazifa? Nazifa the Nasi is 30 days, and for the Pasuk is Mashu Nazifa is 7 days. That was in Eretz Yisrael. So how much is our Nazifa in Bavel? Not 7 days, not 30 days, because not the Nasi. Chad Yoma, only one day. Tihad Shmuel Mar Ukva. Tiavayasvi Garsi Shmaisa. Have Yosef Mar Ukva Kamed Shmuel Berichuk Dalad Amos. The Chihaviyas Bedina have a Yosef Shmuel Kamed Mar Ukva Berichuk Dalad Amos. When Shmuel and Mar Ukva would learn, so Shmuel was greater than Mar Ukva, but Mar Ukva was an Avdezdin. So when they stopped learning together, Mar Ukva used to sit 4 Amos away from Shmuel, outskovet. So what's it called? He didn't come close to him. He sat at his feet 4 Amos away. But when they would sit bedin, where Mar Ukva was the Abbasdin, Right, so there, Shmuel, even though he was greater than Mar Ukva, he sat in a way that gave cover to Mar Ukva. The Yosef Eli. And in order, however, since Mar Ukva, and they put, gave a special place to Mar Ukva to sat on a mat, right? In order that Shmuel should be able to hear what he was saying, even though Shmuel sat 4 amos away, right? And Shmuel was greater, so they wanted to make it in such a way that Shmuel shouldn't be inconvenienced. So they sat Mar Ukva in a way, in a position that Shmuel should be able to hear him easily, even though he was covered of the Abbez, and he sat 4 amos away. Kol yomei havi malave le Mar Ukva le Shmuel adu shbize. And since again Shmuel was greater than Mar Ukva, so every day Mar Ukva would escort Shmuel back to his lodgings. Yom echad itrid bedine. One day Mar Ukva got busy with a din Torah. Havi also Shmuel basrei. And so he got ahead of Shmuel. Instead of walking Shmuel and escorting him from behind, he was thinking about this din, and he went ahead of Shmuel, and Shmuel followed him. Kimotel Abese Omer Le Lo Nogaloch Lishri Mar Betigre. So Shmuel said to him in a derogatory way, it's not enough that I had to follow you, right? Lishli limar betigre, right? Give me permission to go back. In other words, Shmuel told him sarcastically, right? It's not enough that I had to follow you home instead of you following me. Now give me permission to leave. As if to say, who do you think you are? Right? I need your permission. Yodin look at Milsa Bedaite, so he knew that Shmuel was makbid on what happened. Nog Nizibusa Benafshi Chadyoma. So he made himself a Nozuf, right, which is the level less than Shamta for one day. Okay, Rashi. Mar Ukva, Ketalmid L'Shmuel. Mar Ukva was a lesser stature than Shmuel. The Shmuel Godel Batori Yosef Mar Ukva. Kiyoshim Bedina, Mishum de Mar Ukva, Hayin Nasi. Mar Ukva was the Nasi. It was the Abbezin of the Dokim, he was the Nasi. Chaiki Le Duchte, Manmichin Lo Mokum Kishiyoshi Bedin. But they would make Mar Ukva, even though Shmuel sat before him, Berichuk Dalad Amos, out covered for the Nasi. But they made Mar Ukva's place lower, so Shmuel will be able to hear him easily. The Shmuel Rabbe B'Torah. The Shmuel Amaisa was his Rab B'Torah. Itrid Mar Ukva B'dina Shoyimachashi B'din. Right? Mar Ukva had a difficult din and he was thinking about it. He didn't think of walking after Shmuel. He was walking ahead of him and Shmuel was following him. Lo Nogach Loch Kolomer Lo Sogi Loch Dazil Mabasroch. Not enough, I had to walk behind you. Lishreli Mar B'Tigrei Havli Rishus L'Meder, give me permission to go back. And he said it sarcastically. Yoda Mar Ukva the Nokat Shmuel B'Daiti Mishum D'Ozul Basrei. And he knew that that Shmuel was upset with him because he had to walk behind him, after him. Okay. Ha'i Itza the Havi Yasva B'Shvila. The woman was sitting in the path. Havis Poshta Kara the Komenifa Chushlai. And her leg was blocking the way, and she was sifting chushlai, some kind of beans. Rashi. What does it say in English? Manifa chushlai.
Winnowing whole barley seeds.
Who? Barley.
Winnowing whole barley seeds.
Okay. V'havicholi for ozel tum rabbonin, and a Talmud passed by. V'lo ichnu mikanein, she didn't get up, so she blocked his path. Omer kamachatsifa hayitza, what a mechutzefes, right? Get up, what's it called? A Talmud chacham. Asalik Hamedr of Nachman, Omrala, Mishamish Shamtun Pumipume. When he got upset with you, did he say that you're in Cherim? Amrala, lo. Omrala, Zili Nahognes, Ivusa Chad Yom of Nachman. If that's the case, then conduct yourself Benazifa for one day and be Makabal that on you. And that was like a. It's a gather that if there's a kpeda, then the person could be punished. So if they go through the motions of the nazifa, it's a kapar. Okay, zutra bar tuvia. So you see, one day was the nazifa. Zutra bar tuvia havi kaposik sidra kamedra Yehuda. Right, zutra bar tuvia, that was the name, was learning in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Kimot lahai psuka. The Eila Divrei David HaAchronim, right? So it came to the pasuk. The Eila Divrei David HaAchronim. Omer LeAchronim Mechlal Dikrishonim. These are Divrei David HaAchronim, Divrei Nevua, the last ones. What was the first ones? Rishonim Ayninu. Shosik Velo Omer Le Velo Midi. So Rav Yehuda didn't answer him. Father Omer LeAchronim Mechlal Dikrishonim. He said it again, right? It says Achronim. The style there was also Rishonim. Rishonim Mayhi. So Amar Lei, my daitach the loyada perusha the high crawl of gavarabahu. What are you insinuating that you know? When you ask me a second time, right? It's a chutzpah. Right? You're insinuating that somebody doesn't know how to tell you this person not a great person. Yada nakam milsav daitach. You shouldn't have asked twice. You know what's it called? You didn't get the answer the first time. There's a reason why Rav Yehuda didn't answer you. Right? You chepa more and more. So that's also a chutzpah. So he knew that Rav Yehuda had a what's it called, was upset with him. Noam nizivusa v'shnav sheichad yoma, and l'maisa he knowing in himself a nizivus for one day. So again, we see from here that nizifa is one day. Uda asan alah miha achronim mechlal dik rishonim mahi l'maisa. What's a good kasha? What does it mean? It says, "Vayzaber David LaShem is Dibrei Ashira Azos biyom Hitzul Hashem also mikaf kol oivav mikaf shol." Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu David. David, Shira to Omer al Mapalasu shol shol. You're singing Shira on the downfall shol. Il Mole Ata shol v'hu David. If he would be shol, if you would be shol, he would be David. Right. So Rashi says, "See Rashi, Mishamis." Shamta mipume ishamislach. Did he put you in cherem? She said no. Pasuk sidra limit parshas. They were learning Tanakh. Nichlal di ikar rishonim v'halalom motzinu shomer David divrei ela b'mikra zed the divrei lashon nevuah. We don't find that David said other nevuah except over here. Ata shol shenoladetim mazal. So Rashi learns if you would have been shol, you would have been born in shol's mazal, and he would have been born in your mazal. Right, I would have taken you. You would have been him, right, in front of you. Others say, I think the Marsha says that what was the difference between Shaul and David? Shaul, when he was accused of doing the Avera, he made an excuse, and David right away did tshuva. So what he's saying is, if you had given excuse and Shaul had done tshuva, right, I would have. Been mavir a thousand Davids in front of Shaul, right? Your the Mila was that what you did, not who you are. That's the idea, right? I moli ata Shaul who David ibaliti kama David mifanav. I would have destroyed a lot of Davids for the sake of Shaul. So don't get carried away with yourself and make as if Shaul is you can sing Shira for the downfall of Shaul. Hainu d'chsiv shigoyin leDavid. Asheshor Lashem al Divrei Kush ben Yamini. That was the other thing. It says Shigoyin LeDavid Asheshor Lashem al Divrei Kush ben Yamini. The Kush Shemo Kush ben Yamini is a kinui for Shaul. His name wasn't Kush. Valo Shaul Shemo Elamak Kushi Meshuna Bioro. Just like a black person, right, is different, right, because of the color of his skin. Avshol Meshunav Maisa. Avshol also was different than everybody else for the good in his Maisa. Kiyotzi Bedovrat Omer Al Odo Saisha Kushis Ashilokach. Calls Moshe Rabbeinu's wife, right, Kushis. Chi Kushis Shma Valu Tzipora Shma. He was Tzipora, not Kushis. Elamak Kushis Meshunav Baorach Tzipora Meshunav Maseho. Just like a Kushi was is different, she was different than everybody else for the good in her Maishim told him. Kiyotzi b'dovar ata omer, v'yishma eved melech hakushi, v'chikushi shmo v'atzidki yoshmo. But they're talking about Tzidkiyahu. Nelema kushi mishunah ba'oro, av Tzidkiyahu mishunah b'maisot. And here there's some that learned Tzidkiyahu says he was a Rasha. Even though he was a tzaddik, he was a Rasha because he wasn't Moche and other Rishoyim. But Be'etzim himself, he was a tzaddik, so some learn that the pasuk over here means like the other things, he was Mishun Lebemaisa for the good. And some learn that it means over here, Mishun Lebemaisa for the bad. Ki Yotzei Bedover, another similar situation, Ata Omer Halo Kibnei Kushim Atemli, Beis Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, like Bnei Kushim, the Chikushim Shimon, Halo Yisrael Shimon, Ela Makushim Mishun Biora, Yisrael Mishun Bimaisim. Here also, some learn it's going on Klal Yisrael who are Rishoy, and they're different than everybody else for the bad. And others learn that it's talking like all of them are talking for the good, and Klal Yisrael Be'etzim are better than the rest of the nations of the world, no matter how bad they are. They're different for the good. Mikol Ha'umos, Rashi. Ibadati kama David shehu tzadik bimcha. Shaul was a bigger tzadik than you. Shigayon shkago haisolo. So David admitted he made a mistake in singing a shir on the downfall of Shaul. Mishulav b'maisa tzadik gomer. Different than other people, he was a tzadik gomer. Okay. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonasan, my deceive Neum David ben Yishai, Neum Hagever, who come all? Neum David ben Yishai, Shehekim Ola Shal Tshuva. David HaMelech established the concept of Tshuva in Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says, that really David wasn't roy for that. He should have had Siyata Dishmai and not done the Aveira. But the Rabban Shom wanted to teach Klal Yisrael that a Yochid could do Tshuva. Similarly, Klal Yisrael were not roy for the Chet HaEgel. They should have had Siyata Dishmaya to save them from it. But the Rabban Shom took it away in order to teach that a Tzibur can do Tshuva too. Omar Elokei Yisrael Li Davar Tzur Yisrael Moshe Ba'odim Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elokim. Maiko Omar, right? What did he mean, right? Omar Avavo Hafik Omar. Omar Elokei Yisrael Li Diber. Elokei Yisrael Li Diber Tzur Yisrael Moshe Ba'odim Tzadik Moshe Yiras Elokim. Right? The Rabban Shom spoke to me that the Rabban Shom rules over people, and a tzaddik is Moshe Yiras Elokim. The tzaddik rules over the Rabban Shom. That's what I was going to say. Maiko Omar. Omer Avo Hachikomer. Omer Elokei Yisrael Li Diber Tzur Yisrael Ani Moshe Ba'odim. The Rabban Shom related to me that he rules over people. Me Moshe be, and the Rabban Shom said, but who rules over me? Tzaddik. Shani goes Gzeir Mavatla. I make a gzeir, and the tzaddikim are mavatla the gzeir. So tzaddikim rule over the Rabban Shom to be yachol. Eilu Shmos Hagibor Mashal David Yoshei B'Sheves Maiko Omer. Omer Avo Hachikomer. The Eilish Mos Gvurosim Shal David Yoshei B'Sheves. These are the greatnesses of David HaMelech. He's Yoshei B'Sheves. B'Shoshah Yoshei B'Yeshiva Loha Yoshev Agabi Kar Muksosos El Agabi Karka. David HaMelech, when he sat and learned, he didn't learn with a lot of pomp and ceremony as if he's the king. He sat on the floor, on the ground. The Cholkama Dehavi Rabbe Ira Hayoiri Kayim Havi Masnul Rabon Agabi Kar Muksosos. Right, when as long as his Rebbe Ira Hayoiri was around, he used to teach sitting on Karim Uksasos, and David HaMelech used to sit on the floor in front of him to learn. He humbled himself in front of his Rebbe. Kinoch Nafshei Havi Masni David Rabbanon Havi Yosef Agabi Karka. When he died, then David took over, but he also sat on the ground. He didn't sit on pillows. Omrule Leisid Mar Akarim Uksasos, take you over for your Rebbe, sit on the pillows. Lo kibal alei. He wasn't makabel such a thing, and he stayed on the ground. Tach gemuni, it's the end of the pasuk. Omer Rav, Omer Lakadosh Baruch Hu, ho lishbal da'atzmecha tehei kamoni. Because you humbled yourself, you'll be like me. Shani goes gzeira the atom of atla. I make gzeiras, and you can be mevatla. Rosh hashalishim tehei rosh lishloshes avos. You'll be the head of the three avos, right? That David HaMelech says really he could have been mentioned in Shemona Esrei, but he failed the test. But the Rabban Hashem told him, you have the potential to be the Rosh L'Shlosh Yisavos. Rashi. Shehekim Ula Shal Tshuva, Shehu Shav Tchila, V'Nasin Derech L'Shav. He showed the way for other people to do Tshuva. Karamim Perakam Adavod Azara, Lo David Roy Lo Samaisa, L'Shem Chot, V'Yachid, Yomrim Lo, Klachi Tzul David, Shemach Lo Karish Baruch Hu, Oso Oven, Afatah, Chozer B'Tshuva. If an individual sins, so they use David as the example of being able to do tshuva. If a tzibur sins, they use the Dor HaMidbar, the Chet HaEgel, as a symbol. Tzur Yisrael, Moshul Ba'adam Ani, Mi Moshul Bi, Tzadik Moshul Bi, Mavatla, Ira Hayo Iri, Havi Masnu LeDavid, Agav Kar Muksosus. His Rebbe used to sit on pillows, the David Havi Masnu Rabban Agabi Karka, and when Ira died, so David didn't take over and teach sitting on pillows. He sat on the ground. Rosh L'Gimel Avos Shu Holich Lifneim L'Olam Haba. David preceded the Gimel Avos to Olam Haba. He walks in front of them in Olam Haba. Hu Adino Ha'etzni. That's also another nickname of David. Shayoshe Va'osi V'Torah Hayim Ma'adin Atzmo K'Tolas. When David would learn Torah, he'd be supple like a worm. When out to war, then he was rigid. Right? But when he learned Torah, he was very supple, very humble. Al shmole meoschol bepamachas, shahaya zori chetsu mapus shmole meoschol bepamachas. He was so rigid, so strong in milchama, he could throw one arrow and kill 800 people at one time. And he bothered him that he didn't get the whole 1,000, because the bracha is you can kill 1,000 at a time. He only killed 800. To see the Echa Yudov Echad Elef, Yotza Basko V'Omer Rak B'Dov Uriachiti. The mice of the 200 you didn't get because of the chait of Uriachiti. Okay, Rashi. Rosh, okay, we said that. Ma'adin Asmo, Kofi Fasmo, Yodav Aragel, B'Yachav V'Yoshivar. He sat humbled, right, bent over when he learned Torah, and when he went to war, he was rigid and strong. B'dover Yachiti, not Lomasayim. Because of that chait, he wasn't able to kill 1,000, only 800.
Maybe this would run away.
Huh?
It doesn't say that he'd kill 1,000. How could you know? It says 1,000. It doesn't say he killed 1,000 in one shot.
Why is there so many here is killing?
Deep of me.